Hey, happy day. And in my day, kids weren't allowed to have iPads or even watch television when they're having supper, right? Now they're all gone. And my wife and I, we watch Netflix when we're having supper. Why wouldn't we? Hey, we can do what we want now, but it's interesting to watch Netflix because they've kind of gotten with this new wave. You know, you're watching a really good show or shoot 'em up, whatever, and there's always a homosexual couple, an interracial couple, all kinds of stuff, little messages, little woke messages all the time. Even when you watch a show from a way back, if it's a new production, but it's done back in the 50s or 60s, they still have that there. And you know what? That wasn't there then. Shouldn't be there now. Hey, just saying, wanted to share a little bit of stuff with you. Now let's talk about companies. Businesses, they are influenced by government because so many of them get checks from government, right? In Greece, companies are saying, what happened here? The Greek government is saying, let's kind of move to the right now. It's about time. Let's have longer work weeks. And the pushback is, hey, everybody else is trying to have shorter work weeks, 3 days a week and so on in other countries. And the Greek government says, too bad for you. We're looking for a 48-hour week. We're going to turbocharge the economy. Good for them. That's right. When I was a kid, it was a 44-hour week. We worked 6 days a week, but Wednesday, I was a milkman. Only job I ever had, and I loved it. I have great memories. I was 17 and 18 years old. That's it. I haven't worked since. But in any event, we worked from 6 in the morning, I think, until 3 in the afternoon. And Wednesdays, it was from 8 till noon. And then the bell went off and the buzzer in town, and that was it. So we had Wednesday afternoon and Sunday off. We always worked Saturday. And now these little wacks are complaining about working. It's not the people who are working that are complaining. It's the union bosses, the left-wing leaders that are complaining. California, 100 people are leaving, hundreds of them. But after 143 years, the oil giant Chevron says, we're moving. We've had enough of you. There's 2,000 employees left in California. They've had, 10 times that number. But over the years, they've seen the writing on the wall. So they've gradually been moving to Texas. And now they've said, we're ready to go now. So see you later. Your taxes, your red tape, the craziness that you liberals do all the time is making us join the other people that have left. And so many have left, big companies and people as well. And California is such a wonderful place. I mean, it would be a great country, wouldn't it? I mean, it's got everything. You can ski, you can pick an orange off a tree. It's a beautiful place. And the politicians have totally screwed it up. They still have more to do. I mean, they and Canada, they're in a race to see who can screw things up first. At least California's got the weather. Okay, let's talk about age. Age is interesting. Let's talk about the military. Well, first, before we get into the military, let's talk politicians. So many people say Trump is too old now. He's the oldest in the race because look at Biden. I mean, he was too old and we got rid of him. Age doesn't matter so much. It's kind of what you got left, I think. But anyway, let me jump into a little story for you. You can't be older than 42 years old to join the military in America. That's backwards. It truly is. I mean, 18-year-olds sending them to fight, they should stay home. It should be 55 years plus before you're allowed to join the military. For starters, 18-year-olds think about sex every 10 seconds. Old guys think about sex a couple of times a month. That leaves us old guys 280,000 additional seconds per day to concentrate on the enemy. A soldier is a dangerous person if he's crabby and cranky and he's got a chip on his shoulder. And of course, that's old people. We're bad-tempered and we don't sleep much. We get up all of the time to use the bathroom and all this other stuff. I mean, you know what? Let us maybe kill some terrorists. It might make us have a better attitude, do you think? The 18-year-old doesn't even like to get up before 10, as said, and we're up all of the time. If we're captured, old guys, we can't spill the beans because we don't know where the beans are. We can't remember where they've been hidden. I just turned 74 recently and I hide my old Easter eggs, right? I meet new friends every day. I mean, but give me a gun and I'm good. I'll be fine. If captured, I said at boot camp, it'll be much easier for us as well. We're used to getting screamed and yelled at home. We've been doing that for a lot of years. We're also used to soft food. And we've developed an appreciation for guns because we've used them most of our adult life. So we get it. And why we use guns? We needed an excuse to get out of the house. You got to lighten up the obstacle course, though, government. I mean, I've been in combat, not in war. Anyway, I haven't ever seen a 20-foot wall with a rope hanging over the side, and push-ups and running. That's a waste of energy as well, because you can't outrun a bullet. So what's the point? An 18-year-old has a world ahead, whole world ahead of him. He's got to learn how to shave and talk to girls and all that kind of stuff. We know all that, us old people. You know, keep the kids at home. Let us track down the terrorists. The last thing that an enemy wants to see is a bunch of crabby old guys with automatic weapons. And if you really want to scare the terrorists, take the 50-year-old women in menopause, put them on border control. They'll have it done in a day. Hey, just saying, now I got more for you. I don't have any more. That's it for the day. Be right. You got it? Be right. See ya.